Father, we thank you this morning. We exalt you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace, O Lord. We exalt you, Father. We worship you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we bless your name. You are worthy to be praised. We exalt you. You are the Lord, and that is your name. Your glory cannot be compared. Your glory you will not share with any graven image. All the glory is returned unto you. All honor is returned unto you. For you alone are God, and there is none beside you. Father, we worship you. We exalt you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love, for your mercy, for provision, for protection. You are good unto us. And Lord, this day we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us. You will arise for our sake in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 3rd of June. 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Honor him for his good. Thank him for his kind. Thank him for all that he has done for you. Worship his holy name. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord this day and declare that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, as I set out today, the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, oh, the standard of the Lord is raised over my day. In the name of Jesus, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I am covered by the blood of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord, no weapon that is put together into this day to stand against me shall prosper. Oh, they will not prosper. Any hand that is lifted up against me is paralyzed in the name of Jesus. I carry upon me the blessings of the Lord. I carry upon me the covenant of his grace. Whosoever blesses me this day is blessed. In the name of Jesus, whosoever favored me is favored. In the name of Jesus, anyone that speaks against me is condemned. In the name of Jesus, this day you will not stand against me. This day you are a day of blessing for me. In the name of Jesus, I walk through you this day victorious. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into the wickedness of men. I will not walk into the trap of the wicked. I will not walk into the hand of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, I am preserved and protected by his mercy. I receive mercy for preservation. I receive mercy for exemption. In the name of Jesus, for the hand of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon me, is upon my household. Therefore, no evil will befall me, neither will any plague come near my dwelling. For the Lord God that preserves and protects me will not sleep, neither will he slumber. The Lord is my shield upon my right hand. The sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will preserve me, preserve my going out from this time forth and even forevermore. I speak to this day, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, oh, I receive the blessings of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord follows me all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus, oh, as I stand before the Lord anoints my head with oil. My cup runs over. My cup will not be empty. My cup is not halfway full, but my cup is filled to the brim, running over, pressed down, shaken together. In the name of Jesus, blessings, provision that is allocated for my day to day, I receive them in the name of Jesus. I am blessed of the Lord in the name of Jesus. This day I walk under the favor of the Lord. Lines are falling unto me in pleasant places in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord is upon me. I am blessed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. God. Praise God. Beloved, I want us to continue in our prayer today. There is nothing I want more than to dive into the word of the Lord and continue to speak to you concerning our anchor scripture for the month of June. But beloved, this is the time to pray. Men ought to pray and not to faint. I want us to call up unto the Lord. Our prayer this morning is going to come out of one of the scriptural passages we read yesterday, and that is Psalm 35. I want you to pray. Pray over your life, over your family, and pray for this nation. Pray for the state where you are, your location where you are. We are going to be praying. But before we go into that prayer, I want you to lift up your voice concerning the children that are still in the coven of the wicked all over Nigeria, not only in Oyo State. They've been kidnapping children since January this year, even since year before. But let us lift up our voice. The scripture says children are the heritage of the Lord. I want you to pray, Lord, these are your heritage. Father, stretch forth your hand and deliver them in the name of Jesus, that their eyes will not continue to see this wickedness, that their eyes will not continue to see this corruption. Father, arise and deliver them in the name of Jesus. Deliver them from the coven of the wicked. Deliver them from the hands of the wicked men. Deliver them, O God. Lord, deliver them in the name of Jesus. Preserve them. Deliver them in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, minister to their soul. Refresh them wherever they are. Oh Lord, you would deliver them in the name of Jesus. Father, these precious ones, you would deliver them in the name of Jesus. You will stir up, oh Lord, the hands of the strong man, and you will move in your strength in the name of Jesus, that you would deliver them in the name of Jesus. Deliver them, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, deliver them. Lord, we don't want to lose any of these precious ones. Lord, you will deliver them in the name of Jesus. Lord, these are your heritage. They must not know this wickedness. They must not continue to stay in the coven of this wicked man. Father, deliver them. Lord, arise and deliver them in your mercy. Deliver them. Lord, arise in your anger and fight on their behalf. Arise, O God, and fight, that you will shake the foundation of the earth, and you will arise and deliver these precious ones in the name of Jesus. Beloved, I want us to pray this morning. We are going to be praying from the book of Psalm, Psalm 35. I want you to read yourself. Read Psalm 35. You can read from verse 1 to verse 28. Our prayer is going to come up from this book of Psalm. I'm going to read from verse 1 to verse 10. Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with those who strive with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Also draw out the spear and stop those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Let those be put to shame and brought to dishonor who seek after my life. Let those be turned back and brought to confusion who plot my heart. Let them be like shaft before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord pursue them. For without cause they have hidden their net for me in a pit, which they have dug without cause for my life. Let destruction come upon him unexpectedly, and let his net that he has hidden catch him. Into that very destruction let him fall, and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like you, delivering the poor from him who is too strong for him. Yes, the poor and the needy from him who plunders him. Our prayer is going to come from this verse 1 to verse 10. You can read yourself, and by the leading of the Spirit of the Lord, pray over your life. Beloved, pray for yourself and pray for this nation. I want you to pray, Lord, arise and plead our cause. You can turn the prayer and pray for yourself, but most importantly, pray for Nigeria. Pray for this nation. Lord, arise and plead my cause. Plead my cause and deliver me from the hand of the wicked. Plead our cause, O God. Deliver Nigeria from the grip of the wicked. Deliver us from the rulership of the wicked. Lord, arise. Lord, arise and deliver us. Lord, arise in the name of Jesus. Deliver us from the grip of the wicked. Lord, take hold of your shield and buckler. Arise, stand up for our help. Stand up for our cause. Oh, arise and stand. Arise, stand for our cause. Arise, stand and fight for us, O Lord. Oluwa Didi Dideku Jafua. Lord, arise and fight for us, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Arise, mighty Lord, and defend us, O Lord. Arise, arise, O God. Let God arise and let his enemy be scattered. Oluwa Didi. Oluwa Didi. Oluwa Didi ko gbogun ti awon to gbogun ti wa. Oluwa Didi ko si koju ija ti awon ti o n ba wa ja. Oluwa Didi ko gbogun ti awon to ti fira won sile lati gbogun ti wa. Oluwa Didi koju ija si awon to ti kora won jo lati koju ija si wa. Di asa ti apatamu ki o si dide fun iranlowo wa. Oluwa faida ti oko re yo ki o si dojuko awon to n lepa emi wa. Oluwa Didi, Lord, arise in the name of Jesus. Arise and fight for us, Lord. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for our help. Also draw out spear and stop those who pursue after our soul. Lord, arise. Father, arise in the name of Jesus. Arise, Lord. Stop these stubborn wicked men pursuing the righteous, pursuing the innocent out of their inheritance. They have bet their hand that they will pursue the innocent. They will pursue your people. They want to drive us out of our inheritance. Father, arise. Arise and fight for us. Father, arise and stop them at the gates of the righteous. Lord, arise, O God. Show yourself. Show us your salvation in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. Father, let them be disgraced. Listen to me very well. Father, let them be disgraced. Take away your covering of mercy over them. Strip them of their honor, since they have set their heart on cruelty, since they have set their heart on wickedness. Let them be like shaft before the wind. Let the angels of the Lord pursue them in the name of Jesus. I repeat the prayer again. O Lord, let them be disgraced. Lord, take away your covering of mercy over them. Strip them of their honor, since they have set their heart on cruelty, since they have set their heart on committing wicked acts. Father, let them be like shaft before the wind. Let your angels begin to pursue them in the name of Jesus. Father, take away their light. Take away their days. Let their ways be darkened and slippery. And let the host of war, host of angels, pursue them until they are rooted out from the surface of the earth. Until they are rooted out completely. Until their name is forgotten in the history of men. Father, you will root them out. Take away your covering over them in the name of Jesus. Lord, the trap of wickedness that they have set, let them begin to fall into it themselves. The trap of wickedness that they have set, all the trap that they begin to set from today of wickedness to put people into captivity, to put people into bondage, let them begin to fall into it. Their ambush, Lord, let them begin to fall into it in the name of Jesus. Father, there will be confusion in their midst. You will send ambush against them, that they will face themselves and they will fight themselves in the name of Jesus. Arise, O Lord, and fight for us. Deliver us from the hands of the wicked ones. Deliver us from the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Beloved, I want you to go through this prayer today. Pray, pray. This is the time to pray and not to play. This is the time to put yourself under the covering of the Lord. This is the time to ask for mercy. Mercy for preservation. Mercy for exemption. That the mercy of the Lord will be upon you. That wherever you go, his mercy will go with you. That you will not fall into the snare of the wicked. You will not fall into the trap of the wicked, into the trap of cruel mind in the name of Jesus. I bless you this morning as you go. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord be merciful unto you. The blessings of the Lord be upon your life. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.